The spirit of performance is what defines Acura. And now, it's electric. Introducing the ZDX, Acura's most powerful SUV yet. Crafted using the same formula that brought them electrified supercars and multiple IMSA championships, the ZDX has track-tested performance that packs an energy all its own. Unlock the energy and order yours at Acura.com.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the Hoosier Huddle podcast. We are going to talk about our uniform combination predictions for the season with TJ Inman, who will be joining us shortly. But right now, there is some news around Hoosier Nation. Yesterday morning, Thomas Allen, son of defensive coordinator Tom Allen, committed to play at IU. He's a linebacker. He 247, two-star linebacker, but he's a coach's kid. His tape looks very good and should be a nice piece in addition to the IU football team. We are on day 91 of our countdown to kickoff, so don't forget to check back. Jacob Robinson is our featured player today, a sophomore defensive end, should be able to become a major factor on the IU defensive line this year, should be able to secure a starting spot in fall camp. TJ, welcome to the show. Thanks for jumping on a half hour early today. How are you?
Absolutely no problem. Always really thrilled to talk football with you. And as you mentioned, day 91. So countdown well underway, and it really feels like we're picking up momentum heading toward the season. Not that I'm wishing away summer, cause I'm loving the weather, but I'm ready for some games and ready to start our team previews and all that stuff. So we had the Ball State preview up on the site, and that was awesome to read through. And I am excited to talk about some uniform stuff today.
Yeah, Ball State preview is out. Our FIU preview is out. Next week we're going to have their Wake Forest preview. And then we'll get into some Big Ten stuff. So, TJ, the point of this podcast, we're going to go through game by game what uniform combinations we think IU will have. There's one caveat. We don't know if there's going to be a new uniform combination that they'll break out during the season like they did with the ice uniforms against Purdue. So it's only uniforms that we have seen. I think part of the Adidas contract they had was that there's a new something for football every year. So we'll see. But let's get started. We're going to start with the game against FIU. It's on the road. TJ, I think we'll get your prediction first.
Yeah, I think you and I were in agreement on this one. We both thought it would be wise to go with the all-white unis, so the white pants, white tops, and then the red script Indiana on the white background. So these are the helmets. You know, as you guys are listening, you might just want to Google each of them so you have a good image of it in your head. But the helmets that have the white background with the red stripe down the middle of it, and the red script Indiana. I think these helmets are, you know, this concept in general, the script Indiana on the helmet, I think it looks really good, especially with the all-white uniforms, really clean look to go on the road, open up the season with. This game is on national television. It's on ESPNU. So I think it's, you know, a good idea to have that branding of Indiana on the side of the helmet, as opposed to, you know, a state flag helmet or something that is not 100% apparent who's playing right when you turn it on. You know, FIU is traditionally, and, you know, for their primetime home opener against a Big Ten team, maybe they break out something new, but traditionally they've gone all navy blue at home, so I think the white would really pop against that.
Yeah, and I took a more practical approach to it, TJ. The uniform combination is the same uniform they wore against Wake Forest. But you're playing in Florida. It's going to be hot, lighter colors. I went, you got to go all white. You see NFL teams at the beginning of the season at home choose white because of the heat in some places. Mm-hmm. So I went with it. I like your branding idea, but I went with it because two reasons. One, it's going to be hot and humid, and you could take any advantage, whether it's psychological or actually factual, that the heat, you know, stays off the white uniform a little bit better. But I think your branding idea of the script Indiana, it is a real sharp helmet, and it will pop against whatever uniforms that FIU wears. Next up, we have the game against Ball State, September 10th. I believe I'll start with this one. I think they're going to go red tops, white pants, and you got to break out the state flag helmets for in-state games. I think we were in agreement on this as well. And it's something that IU's gotten away from with the state flag helmet. I don't think they've worn it against Purdue, and I don't think they might have worn it the first game against Indiana State a couple of years ago. Yep. But having the state flag, you're playing against Ball State, and that, this is what I think the state flag helmet was made for. It was for these in-state matchups to show your state pride. So that's my take on that one. So I think we were in agreement on that, TJ.
Yeah, I agree. And, I you know, we're not just going to talk about, you know, each of the games here. We're also going to talk about kind of our general feeling about what we'd like to see Indiana do with the uniforms. They have these combinations. I think it makes sense to go through them and use them in logical places as opposed to just, you know, pick your spots here and there and kind of do it in a haphazard way. So we'll talk about that kind of thing. And like you said, I think that the in-state matchups, the state flag helmets should be featured in those matchups and not in other games. I think that that is a good way of designating, hey, this is an in-state rivalry game. One, it's a kind of a state pride thing. Two, I think it's just a subtle way to remind people, yeah, we're the state team here. We're the official state university. It's not, Ball State, the joke, of course, Ball is not a state. I mean, obviously that's kind of a lame joke, but, you know, Indiana is the state school. So I think it's important to use these helmets for that. Ball State did debut or introduce some pretty sharp looking flat black helmets, and they've worn all black on the road in the past. I would guess that they would do that. I don't see a reason for them to wear red when you're playing Indiana, but who knows what they'll do. But I think either way, we're in agreement on that. State flag helmets, white pants, red jerseys, the way to go.
Yeah, I don't think Ball State will go all black on that. If they do, it might mess up Indiana's combination of the red on white, and maybe they break out the ice uniforms, for white against black, but those black Ball State helmets are pretty sharp. Next, we skip to week four. Week three is the open week, which I'm very excited for. It's a perfect week for an open week in terms of other games on TV, We'll get to that at another time. Week four is Wake Forest coming to town, second game of a home-and-home. Last year it was the all-white with the red script Indiana on it. I think they're going to go the reverse, red tops, white pants, and the red script Indiana, basically what they were against Western Kentucky last year. This game will probably be a BTN game. So, breaking out a new uniform for BTN is probably not the way you want to do it, but it's something that home fans haven't seen that much. They only wore it, I think, those helmets against Western Kentucky and at Michigan State. So the home crowd's only seen them once. You're not on a border state or anything. So I think that uniform combination, you're one-on-one with it right now with that helmet. So that's my prediction for Wake Forest. How about you, TJ?
This is our first difference. I went with white pants, red top, and then the traditional IU logo, red helmet. So just a standard IU logo, crimson helmet. reasoning for that. Wake goes either all white gold helmet or all black with the flat black helmet. I didn't really have any special reason to pick this, and I wouldn't be opposed to that red script Indiana helmet, which is certainly one of my favorites, but I just figured, you're probably going to see the traditional IU logo helmet, once or twice in the season, so why not go with it here? I did have a question for you on a larger uniform topic. As we look at the red script Indiana helmets, and you mentioned being the flip of the white script Indiana helmets, would you like to see those white background script helmets take that red stripe away and just have the red letters on a all-white background? Or do you want to see that red stripe stay?
I really like the all-white helmet that they wore, I think, up until 2013 with the red pitchfork. That's tough because I like both of those helmets a lot with the red stripe and the all-white. But, yeah, that would be an interesting combination, the script Indiana, red script Indiana on the white helmet. I think would really it doesn't make it plain, but it makes it a lot cleaner and crisper than having the red stripe there where there might be too much going on. But it would really pop. I think it'll really pop against the new field and all that stuff. But that's interesting. We'll see if that's one of the helmets, new helmets they break out this year, if they do break out new helmets. Next up, TJ, go ahead.
Yeah, I like that red stripe. I don't think that helmet looks bad by any means, but it is a very thick red stripe, and I do think just having the and you say plain, but just having that the white background by itself with those red letters, with what we would assume would then be all white to go with it. I think it would look really great, but we'll have to see. I'm not complaining about the script Indiana helmets, though. Those are my favorites, so.
Yeah. Next up, I think we're in a disagreement here as well. We got Michigan State coming in. It's a primetime game, 8 o'clock on BTN. I know you're going with chrome, I believe. I'm going to say they're going to go all red with the block eye. Kind of like they did against Michigan last year. I think they go to the chrome too often, and I know this is a bigger game that they should go to the chrome, but I like keeping chrome for homecoming. It's chrome coming. I like the traditional, the block eye helmet, the helmet they wore against Purdue in 2007 is probably my favorite uniform combination they've had. Since I've been watching the throwbacks to the Rose Bowl team, which maybe they'll bring back in 2017 as it's the 50th anniversary, if my math is correct, the 50th anniversary of that team. So I think, it's a rivalry game. You got the spittoon on the line. I like that block eye look, that they had last year against Michigan. I think they'd go with that again.
I'd be fine with that. My big thing with these chrome helmets is, you're right, they go to them too often. I feel like these chrome helmets and the state flag helmet, those are two helmets that should be kind of special occasion helmets. I would like to see those two designated as the state flag helmets for in-state rival games and the chrome helmets designated for primetime games. That's what I would like to see. Because if you say, we want to use the chrome in big games, in a 12-game season, to me,
every game
feels like a very big game, especially when your margin for error, if you're a playoff team, which Indiana's not, but if you're a college football playoff team, your margin for error is very slim. And if you're a borderline bowl team, which is what Indiana traditionally is, your margin for error is very slim. So every game's a big game. So if you're saying we're going to designate the chrome for big games, how do you do that? You don't. And you end up just kind of wearing them whenever, it seems like. So I'd like to see them designated for something, and to me, primetime seems like just the easiest designation to make. So I went with all red plus the chrome domes, and I don't disagree with your premise that you could designate them for homecoming then, and that'd be fine with me too, is if they were just the designated homecoming, that chrome-coming helmet, that'd be fine too. I just want to see them get a designation to where you know, oh, it's a night game, they're wearing the chrome, or oh, it's homecoming, they're wearing the chrome. Either one would be fine. I just want to see a designation be made to where it's, you know, a tradition-based helmet. But so that was my reasoning for going with that against Michigan State. Yeah, and I went all red with the chrome. But my bigger point is just let's make an official designation for the chrome, an official designation of in-state games for those state flag helmets, and go from there with the rest of them and kind of fill in the rest of your schedule with the other helmets. But, you know, we'll move on to next game, which is at Ohio State. I went with all white on the road. I tend to lean towards the all white on the road as opposed to mixing and matching the red and white. I don't think that the red and white looks bad, but I like the all white on the road against most of IU's opponents. And I went with the red IU logo on the white background with the red stripes. So kind of the same general look as the script Indiana, but instead of that script Indiana, they go with the large IU logo on the side of the helmet. So that's what I went with. And I know you went with the state flag for this one. So what's your line of thinking there?
My line of thinking is that the last time they went to Ohio State, these are the helmets that they wore. Actually, the last two times at Ohio State, they wore the state flag helmet. One time it was the red state flag helmet. The next time when Tevin absolutely went off was the white state flag helmet. So I think they keep with that line of thinking. That took over my line of thinking as well. It is a border state, which is, if you're going to designate things, that's acceptable. It's in one of those acceptable categories, like, hey, if you're in a border state, I know Ohio State's not going to wear their state flag helmet, but if you're playing a team like Illinois or something and they have a state pride thing, I don't know if they do, but if they did have a state pride helmet, or you're playing Maryland and they have it, but that's not a border state. But those border states, you could start creating rivalries, Indiana, Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, Indiana, Michigan, all those things you could. What I'd really like to see, if they ever bring back Kentucky, you could wear the state flag helmets against Kentucky. Indiana against Kentucky
definitely.
Is always awesome.
Yeah.
So that was my line of thinking. Next up, we have homecoming. It's chrome coming. You wear all red chrome helmets. My problem with the chrome helmets, they got to win. They got to start winning in these helmets. You know, they look sharp. They lost a bowl game. They lost Rutgers. I think the only times they won with it was Bowling Green in 2013, Illinois in 2013, and I believe they wore them against North Texas in 2014. But other than that, you got to start winning with these helmets. Otherwise, you got to retire them. I might be superstitious or something, but to knock off Nebraska in the chrome helmets, that's a win that says, hey, we're going to wear these more often. So what is your pick for homecoming?
Yeah, I mean, I'll start by saying if they can find a helmet that allows them to win each week, I'll pick that helmet every single week. But you know, I agree with you. They do need to start when you start winning some games that they designate to be chrome games, because if you keep losing those enough, you just get a bad taste in your mouth and end up hating them for no reason other than you constantly losing them and bad memory association and all that psychological stuff. But I went white pants, red jersey, and the traditional block eye helmets. I understand what you did there.
When I read your list, I was like, I could get into that. It's a very traditional look against Nebraska's traditional look.
Yep.
So yeah, I totally get that one.
Kind of black eye going against the traditional Nebraska helmet, of course, the fin on the side of the helmet, red. And I'm not sure what cover official, like red cover they have. Is it, I don't, cardinal red, or I don't know exactly what shade of red Nebraska describes themselves as, but their red and white uniforms, we all know what those look like. They rarely change, and when they do, it's hideous. And I hope they never wear those blackout monstrosity things again. But that's what I went with, is kind of the traditional look for homecoming. But I'm fine doing the chrome for homecoming as well, if that's what you want to use the chrome as. I think the big theme of what we're getting at is here, be consistent with when you're wearing things, as opposed to just wondering each and every week, which is kind of cool, like turning on the TV, or, you know, for you showing up to the field, you know, or getting getting the update on Twitter before the game. It's kind of cool to get the update game day or the night before, saying, oh, got the uniforms ready, and you say, oh, okay, that's what they're going with. But I would prefer just kind of have a logical reasoning for why things are being chosen.
Yeah, well, one, if they did that, it would kill our uniform prediction podcast. But it's also, I might be one of the few crazy people who show up like, hey, let's go see warm-ups and see what helmets these guys are wearing. Type of people. So maybe that's goes into their thinking. But I liked it when they announced it. They had the little videos beforehand with the team captains. Hey, this is what we're wearing on Saturday. Beat whoever we're playing. They stopped doing that, but I thought that was a cool little like hype video on or Vine on Twitter to do. But next week up, we have at Northwestern. I think at Northwestern they're going to go white tops, red pants, and the red state flag helmet. It is, again, a border state. I think Northwestern's traditional home uniform is purple tops, white pants, and a dark helmet. So maybe IU goes with the white helmet. But Northwestern's has had some uniform combinations where they have worn the white helmet on a purple top. But I think this is where they break out those red pants and the white top, which I know our fellow writer Nick Holmes loves that uniform combination. So I picked this one in his honor to do that, and I think Northwestern's a good game to break those out.
Yeah, he loves those red pants. You know, Northwestern, they could go with a number of things. They've gone with purple. They've gone with white. They've gone with black. They've got some different combinations. But I went with the helmets that I'm not a big fan of. They're probably my least favorite of the bunch. White helmets, red letters with the big red stripe. I don't know. I put them in there because I didn't really think of a logical reason to go with anything particular for Northwestern, not a team we play very often. But that's what I went with. I do have a question for you, because I don't remember. Did we see the white state flag helmets last year?
I'm thinking.
I don't remember seeing them. If not, then they're certainly due to break those out sometime in 2016, but I don't remember seeing those.
I don't think we did.
Yeah, I kind of wonder. If it's
Purdue
still an option.
Ice uniforms.
Yeah.
I would think so. I think they went with the script Indiana, starting on those white helmets, and then went red on it. There were only five road games last year. They've only worn one chrome once on the road. And that was a disaster. So I don't think we'll see that again. But I hope the white state flag ones come back. That was a good look. You beat Missouri in them. Yeah, newly upset Ohio State in them, so that they have some traction. All right, next up is the end of October, in Maryland. I think this is the pink game. You know, it's not a high-profile opponent. It's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. It's, you know, I didn't know where to stick this, but I think they're going to go pink game against Maryland. I know it's late by Halloween, but I think that's the game where you go pink. It's nothing super flashy,
yep.
But it'll, you know, it's got to be done. So I think that's the pink game against Maryland in Week 9.
Yep, I had gone with the white script Indiana, but I after I saw the I'd just forgotten about the pink. After I saw your prediction, I amend mine to agree with you there. I think that's certainly the most likely landing spot for the mandatory pink game for sure. Yeah, and then we go to Rutgers and white pants. I had white pants, white jerseys, the red IU logo on the white background. It's a combination we've seen quite often on the road before. I know you went with the ice look, and I'd not forgotten about that, but I really had no clue when we were going to see those. But, you know, as I'm going through this list and as I was trying to make my predictions, I end up realizing I like most of the uniform combinations, and I ended up kind of saying, you know, there's going to be some that are left out or not worn, you know, more than once that really nice, but they just have so many looks now and might get, you know, one or two more from Adidas here and maybe rotate one or two of them out or something. And there's going to be some pretty good uniform combinations out there that we're not going to see this season.
Yeah, I went with the ice uniforms. Who knows? This could be the game where they break out their 2016 new uniforms. But I think the ice uniforms, they wore them against Purdue last year. And when you really look, I don't know if it translated on TV as well, but when you really got up close in person, the numbers had the state flag in them. They were like kind of silvery, reflective material numbers. I thought they looked really sharp against the Purdue black. Now, I think Rutgers could wear black that game too. So I think that contrast looks really, really good. Then the next week, week 11, Penn State comes to town. Penn State's all white usually on the road. I think IU is going to go with the all red script Indiana look. just to contrast against that white. What did you have?
I had the all-red with the chrome. I had two chrome games. I had this one and the Michigan State game. You know, I really think that this game, I doubt it's going to be prime time, so I went against my earlier, you know, designation of it. But I do think that this, just projecting out, this could really be a monumental game on Indiana's schedule. It's a winnable home game, but certainly not one that you would take for granted at all. But it's one that if you're able to get it, you're looking at possibly becoming bowl eligible in this game, you know, if things go correctly, and then having games against an unlikely one at Michigan, obviously, but then a game against Purdue at home to get to 7. That's what I went with, but I think the mandatory is going all red here. You've got to go all red against Penn State's all white for that contrast, but at Michigan, you know, everybody knows what Michigan's going to wear, and it always looks great. But I went all white, and then the red script Indiana on the white background. You know, go with the red helmets to pop against their maize and blue.
Yep, I went all white as well for the Michigan game. Red state flag helmet. It's the one they wore up there in 2013, I believe in 2014 as well. It just seems like a good combination up there, especially against those yellow and blue helmets, or maize and blue, or whatever they call themselves now. But all white, It's sharp. It's would look well against their yellow pants, blue tops, and we've seen that combination before. And finally, the bucket game. Usually, I mean, the last couple of years, it seems like they've broken out these different uniforms. Purdue has those railroad helmets, which I think look very, very good. And against Indiana, I think IU, their home games in the Wilson era, besides 2011, have gone with the red stripe, white helmets. I think they should. This is a state flag game. This is your in-state rival. You're playing for the old oak bucket. Got to go state flag. State flag helmet, pitchfork IU on the other side. Red tops and traditional white pants. I like that look.
Yeah, I'm in line with you there. I think that we general theme that we had was state flag helmets versus those in-state teams is something that should be strongly considered. But, you know, this list, obviously, it's just a fun little thing. Good summer topic. Hopefully you guys enjoyed it. You know, we're going to continue to provide the countdown content, Throwback Thursday stuff today. The Ball State team preview is up. Wake Forest. Go ahead.
Wake Forest is coming up next week. We look back at a tough game against Penn State today. We have the countdowns keeps going on. If you have different uniform combinations and want to discuss it, please leave a comment on the board. I know we've had a lot of commenters recently, and that's awesome. It pumps our writers up. It pumps me up to see the discussion. Don't forget to use our message boards. We will be better at responding to those. If you want to start a uniform thread on the message board and try and compete against our picks, go ahead and do that. Otherwise, we're 91 days away. Things are going quickly. Kickoff is set for 7:30 on September 1st on ESPNU. I will be down there. Hopefully it is not 1,000 degrees and 100% humidity. And there's no delays. So, TJ, thanks for coming on. It's a fun podcast to do these things, talk about uniforms and all that stuff. Hopefully, you know, the most important thing is winning games. But as Deion Sanders said, if you look good, you'll feel good. If you feel good, you'll play good. And so hopefully IU will look good, feel good, and then play good. You know, so that does it for this podcast. TJ, thanks for jumping on early today, and enjoy the rest of your day and hopefully a nice weekend.
Same to you. As always, great talking, and we will continue to try to crank out these good summer podcasts for you guys. Hope you enjoy listening. Have a good week, everybody.
All right, that does it for this week's Uniform Podcast. Remember, if you want to play along with our unofficial game, comment on the podcast page on HoosierHuddle.com. Give us a follow on Twitter at Hoosier_Huddle, and we appreciate your readership, your following, and football is coming right around the corner.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match. With Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
I want to tell you a story. It's a story about a scandal, broken relationships, gossip, rumors, money, corporate rivalry, and a broom. A performance-enhancing broom. My name is John Cullen. I'm a comedian, podcaster, and for 20 years, I was a semi-professional curler. And I want to tell you the story about how a single broom almost imploded the 500-year-old sport of curling.
We felt like we were bringing a knife to a gunfight.
It's the story of a superstar and his fall from grace.
Well, I was being dragged through the mud.
It's the story of two brother entrepreneurs with a dream.
Yeah, I said, that's great news.
It's a story of intrigue.
I still don't understand why we want to keep his name secret.
The full story has never been told, so I'm going to tell it. Broomgate, how a broom almost killed curling.
It was a year I'd like to forget.
To listen to Broomgate, search for Broomgate in your favorite podcast app. That's all one word, Broomgate.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.